Hey, everybody. I'm Graham Kay.
And I'm Kirk Smith.
Boom. This is our weekly podcast about living with autism. If you're new to the podcast, Kirk's son is autistic. My brother is autistic. And we're two comics. And we're like, what the heck? Let's talk about autism. Because, you know what? It's all doom and gloom out there about autism. And there's some funny stuff. There's some funny stuff that happens and cool stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of good stuff living with autistic people. And it's fun to talk about the weird stuff, too. So let's get into it. We start with the weekly roundup. We do three segments. First, weekly roundup. Second segment, news. Boom. And then the last segment is the weekly topic. So
topic du jour.
Topic du jour, where we cover...
It's a bilingual podcast.
Yeah. Oh, man.
For your Quebec friends.
Yeah. Last week, the weekly topic was sleeping. That's a thing.
With the enemy.
I don't know what that means. Are you insinuating that autistic people are enemies?
Yeah, it's a reference to an old movie that nobody's ever heard of.
Well, I'm not 50, so I don't know.
You aren't.
No. You are. Kirk is a young 40. That's a lie. You're an old 40. You look young. But your mind is weathered.
On the inside, I'm like 70.
Dude.
The outside's like 20. It's confusing. We average about 40.
All right. Let's start with our weekly roundup. Ooh, someone's phone. How was your week, buddy?
Good. It was a good week. It was...
Yeah?
What did we do this week? It was just working on...
Did you try and buy like a bunch of like earphones in bulk or something like that?
We did. Okay, so my son's a big headphones fan, and he's really rough on stuff.
Everything... I totally just saved you there, by the way. Holy cow. Anyway.
I thought we were going to talk about that, but I'm a bit slow.
You're dumb.
You don't have to say it like that. So we get a lot of headphones because he goes through them. They get shut in car doors. They get stepped on. He thinks everything should be built indestructible, and it's not. So so I buy headphones in bulk. Sometimes it's the dollar store. Mm-hmm. Lately, I've been buying from China directly. Because
really?
I don't know if you know this. They make a lot of cheap stuff over there.
They do.
They do, yeah. Huh. And on the internet, in the inner tubes, I get on there and buy 100 headphones at a time. And they mail them to your house. And yeah. So we've got headphones coming out of our ears. Ah, wordplay.
Oh my God, that was actually pretty good. Now, why is it? It's that much cheaper than the.
Well, you're buying 100. Yeah.
You buy 100 sets
100
of
sets,
earphones.
Yeah. He could go through a set a day. Okay, here's what happens. We're going to Walmart, and he's going to listen to music the whole day. Every moment he's awake, there's music on. Mm-hmm. So. A 20-minute ride to Walmart where you hear the beginning parts of Come on, Barbie, Let's Go Party literally 135 times. Mm-hmm. Or he can have his headphones on and we can ride in silence and I can think about something positive, not trying to kill myself, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he can listen to his music. So I think it's like a win-win.
It is a win-win.
So if I have a backup set of headphones in the glove compartment. I'll have a backup set in the car side door. He'll have his set. There'll be a set in his little backpack. Yeah, we're not going to not have headphones.
That's amazing. The way you said that, the way he looked at me, everybody, was like...
Very intense. Sorry.
It's like we're not going to the desert without water.
Yeah, a reasonable human being.
That's hilarious. How much is like 100 sets of earphones?
Well, you can get them for under a dollar. So you might get like 60 cents. So if you're buying 100, it's $60 versus if you go to Best Buy and they're $11, that sounds cheap. Not if you're buying 100, you're not.
Wow.
That's $1,000 in headphones. So yeah, you buy them from... Monoprice is my new supplier right now. I should ask them for a plug for this. This should be like a... Yeah, anyway. We should have a sponsor for the show, like headphone suppliers. That's a good idea.
We did get that, like, the couple episodes ago, we talked about that that autistic clothing line.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
We
should get them.
For us to wear. Oh, no, for
that CNN kid. Anchor woman invented this clothing line with, like, no front or back. Or,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah. What's it called? Independence Day wear. Very American. Anyway.
You guys celebrate Independence too.
My favorite Onion line of all time was during Independence Day. And the headline was uh, Dominican Republic. Or not Dominican Republic. What's the one beside Dominican?
Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Puerto Rico celebrates Dependence Day.
That's pretty clever, actually. That's pretty clever.
Anyway, moving on. Yeah, no, I totally get the bulk thing. But my brother does, he does bulk things on his own. Like today, I was talking to him, and he's like, I'm like, how you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm good. I went shopping today. He's always going shopping. He doesn't need to go shopping. I'm like, what'd you get? Oh, I bought toilet paper. I'm like, okay, do you need toilet paper? Well, yeah, Graham, I only have 12 more rolls, and I don't want to be out of rolls, so I bought 12 more rolls. So now I have 24 rolls, so I'm good. So he's always one ahead. He's got probably, if I had to open his cabinet right now under his sink, he's probably got above 4 full bottles of Windex, just in case.
Windex is a very, like, my Big Fat Greek Wedding reference, where he's just got Windex for everything. That's what it makes me think of.
Oh, really?
Remember that movie? Like, the dad has Windex, and that's like his cure-all for his elbow hurts, for AIDS, for everything. He, like, rubs Windex on everything.
For AIDS? Oh, I don't remember that father having AIDS in that movie.
It was the HIV.
Right,
but,
right. Okay. But anyway, That's fun. And then he also bought, he's like, my workmate, Karen, he cleans a restaurant in the morning and, before they open, and he knows like all the servers and stuff. And, he memorizes their birthdays. He like writes it on a calendar too. And, this one woman has a birthday, coming up in 2 months, so he bought her a card today.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, I just want to have it. I don't want to be rushing.
2 months.
I'm like, all right.
And he's not even in a relationship.
No.
Wowzers.
He would make a great boyfriend.
He would, actually.
He would remember all the dates.
Yeah.
He would just have him on lock.
Plus,
he would
she
not
would
forget.
Never be without toilet paper. So
she would never be without
that.
Cleaning supplies.
Yep.
He would do all the cleaning. He would do all the cooking.
It's a lot of ammonia-based products in the house.
Yeah, there's a lot of ammonia-based products and frozen pizza.
And he'd do all the shopping.
Mm-hmm. My mom just taught him how to do minute steak. He's doing a lot of minute.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's like, my mom calls it minute steak. It's like when you put a steak.
You're talking Canadian again?
No,
Speak English.
I don't know. I think it's
this
a real
America.
Term. I think it's a real term. It's funny thing about moving from Canada to America. You're like, is that a Canadian thing? Do you guys have, do you call them eyebrows?
What is the
what
hat
you call
thing?
Them?
You guys have a weird thing for beanie. You call a beanie something weird.
Toques.
Toques. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You got any toques? I'm like, it's not that kind of party, man.
But beanie is small. Beanie is like a larger yarmulke.
I'm guessing we don't use the word toques.
You don't. You don't, because you're a warmer weather climate, so you don't have...
Just like we have one word for snow and the Eskimos have 1,000. That's what it is. You guys
well,
have a lot
it's
of hat names.
It's kind of... It's like for 4 months of the year, you need this kind of hat. You know what I mean? It's like you guys call it... And then up north in America, like Vermont... And stuff. We're in LA right now, but like in like upstate New York, all like Dakota.
I've heard of that place.
They call they call them knit wool caps. I'm like, who has that amount of time in the day? Knit wool cap. It's a friggin' toque, dude. I don't know. It drives me nuts. Anyway.
We got derailed here. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
minute steaks.
He's cooking.
What is a minute steak?
Hey, just you fry a you don't fry you cook a steak on a pan on the stove for like a minute each side.
Is that just called a steak?
It's like a thinner cut that only takes a minute to cook.
Oh, okay.
I think. Anyway, he's doing a lot of that.
Good.
And so if you were his girlfriend, you'd eat a lot of meat and frozen pizza, which he stockpiles also.
He sounds like a sweet boy.
There's a lot of pizza going on.
I like women, but he sounds like a sweet guy, man. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that search. Oh,
I like you threw in I like women, because if it was my sister, you'd be like, I would like to hook up with your autistic... yeah, man. He's the best, and he's on that search for a girlfriend. I actually gave up recently, but we got him to.
You know, we should start though. Seriously, I know we've joked about this in the past, but we need to start autistic Tinder. We need to start like a they got J-Date for Jews.
Right.
And not exclusively. I don't think it's like a.
I'm half taking you seriously because.
I don't think it's a terrible idea.
It's not a terrible idea, because here's the thing: is like it's really hard for Peter to find the right level of
I get that, but that's what you need to
developmentally
database.
Delayedness.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
But just like you have like okay, so like in a regular I've never used a dating site, but from my understanding, I have the internet, I've read. Like you put there like I'm an atheist or I like video games. So it's things that would be deal killers for some people. So if the girl is like I live at home and he needs somebody who's independent. Like you could scroll through and figure out like, mm-hmm. All right.
Well, that maybe like that sort of brings us to another topic is like another topic for another day is like sex. Like that's something that like we dating for Peter are always like, ooh, yeah. I don't know. Do you want to get into it? You want to talk
sure.
about? Yeah. So okay. that could be a topic for today. Our topic for today could be is sex.
Yeah, actual sex, not sexuality, but sex. Yeah.
Yeah, like actual sex. Like I remember Peter when he was dating, he would like he had a girlfriend in high school, and it was like the teachers would always have to get them to like not dance so close during dances and stuff.
Like put their hands between them, like leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, or just it's like, what do you, you know what I mean? It would just be the worst if they. I mean, I don't even really know if Peter knows how to have sex. To be quite honest,
right?
Like I don't really know, but I'm pretty sure he could figure it out. I mean, I hear him humping his mattress. I know he has his gosh darn party on that mattress.
Is that his nickname for his girlfriend, or you're literally talking about a physical mattress? That's what you're talking about.
Some of them, like I know he has human urges and feelings, yeah. But it's like I don't really know. I mean, I'm sure people have, like I haven't. I don't think my parents have, but I'm sure. I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's like I feel guilty for not talking about sex to him, but I don't know. I don't know. I'd be like, well you know, the penis goes in the vagina.
Here's
like,
the other side of sex, right?
What?
Like, I would like, selfishly, for my son to have a relationship. Like, I would like him to have some sort of, as hard as relationships are, I think something about finding somebody else that can put up with your crap and you can put up with their crap and you have some sort of companionship.
Is he capable?
I don't know. But I would like that for him at some point. And so then when you do that, you know, sex is right there. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of leads in one to the other.
It totally does.
I'm hoping he's continuing to develop. So he's not right this second capable.
Right.
But he keeps moving. I think it's just all the progress is really
moving,
slow.
Is he still moving along forward?
I think so.
That's awesome.
It's just really, really slow.
Of course, yeah.
But I think when he was like...
I think my brother stopped.
Late 30s. Yeah. He might... but your brother's older too.
He's 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's always possibilities, and you always hear about like autistic people being like unlocked.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. What I've learned about growing up with Peter and from where he started, and where he is now. And I would say 75% of it is my parents pushing past what people would, other parents would not push.
Right.
You know, I know from his program, I've seen other parents who maybe aren't as
involved,
or maybe it's not their fault entirely. Maybe they have to work three crappy jobs because they're, you know, not as well educated and didn't have, you know, they're not as well off, like as lucky as my parents. You know what I mean?
Same opportunities.
So whatever, but whatever the reason is. Not playing the blame game. It's like my parents were able to be super involved and push. And just simple act of that, he's grown leaps and bounds over a lot of the people that he has grown up with in his special needs group. And so, like, that's always a possibility. 16 is young. There's always a possibility. There's still even
he just,
forget autism. 16, there's still a lot of somebody who's not developmentally delayed. There's still, your brain is still growing at 16.
Oh, yeah. When I was 16, if you had...
oh, my God, I was a moron.
Exactly. Said, you're going to be in this position, nobody would have believed you. Yeah. Nobody would have, like, all he does is play basketball. That's all I did.
Yeah.
I play basketball. I got grades just to make the basketball team. Everything's about basketball. So, I think you have to find something that they connect with and allow that to push them a little bit.
Yeah.
So he just started learning how to type, which we're hoping is going to be like, he'll type in his videos that he wants to see into YouTube. He'll type in VeggieTales, or he'll type in Barney, or he'll type in Come on, Barbie, Let's Go Party.
Classics.
Just the classics. Mm. And
that's great.
But that's the beginning of communication. Go ahead.
So, yeah, there's potential there for him to have a relationship. And Peter, his last relationship was like 15 years ago in high school. And he hasn't had one since because it's tough. Like he'll.
But I'm telling you, a database would help. I'm sure it's just as hard for a girl.
That's what I'm getting into. It's like it would be great. It's been 15 years since he's been able to find somebody that's on his level that also likes him.
Yeah.
You know, his pool is so small. His special needs group is like 15 people that he's known for like 15 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you don't. He's tapped out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
that
river's run dry.
There's six girls in him. One of them has a boyfriend. One of them is 15 years older than him. I'm just guessing these.
No, they're all the same. Like within the same couple years age range. The way that group, it's called Live Work Play.
Okay.
In Ottawa, Canada, and they you sort of just grow up with your crew. There's different age groups.
Yeah.
You know.
So, like, if a new girl moved to the area, like, he'd be like, everybody in the group would approach her, like, hey, my name's Peter. Have you seen Dude, Where's My Car? Because I've got a copy.
Not so suavely.
That wasn't very suave.
Peter, compared to Peter's moves. My bro had to have, like, we'd be like, we had a big conversation when he was a teenager about giving girls space. Because when he started to get his hormones kicking in, he'd just be like, he would touch them or anything, but he would just be
too close,
shoulder to shoulder, 24/7. Just
it's
like,
a pretty girl. I get it.
Yeah, you know, you got to give him space and stop. Don't talk to them so much because he would just.
Dude, Where's My Car is really good. Where's My Car. You should go see it.
Oh my god!
I've got it on DVD. I've got it on VHS. I've got a downloaded copy. I've got a laser disc.
I just have VHS, and
but I've got six VHS copies. Mm-hmm. You want to watch the good copy or the not so good copy?
But anyway, he's like, he's also says that I'm a lot better at giving girls space, Graham. Like that's what it is.
I love it.
Yeah, but he. Yeah, it's tough. He had like this one girl that he is still in love with. He says I'm over her, but he's
we all do.
He says he says I'm over her for like 10 years. I'm over her, but a couple of New Year's ago they have like a ball that they do for New Year's.
Yeah,
and everyone wears a tuxedo, and everyone's parents come, and the parents usually invite other friends, so it's like a nice mix.
Yeah,
and then you do like an auction or whatever, and there's like a dance and. Sarah, Peter's crush, her sister, so like my counterpart,
understand,
was like, just dance with Peter, and made her sister dance with my brother. And Peter has a picture of that dance, and he keeps it on his wall.
I don't think that's bad, though.
It's not bad. It's the best.
Okay, good. Yeah.
But I'm just saying...
He's not over.
It would be nice to have somebody else.
Nice to replace that picture with somebody else.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, the database is where it's at.
I'm agreeing with you.
We're in L.A. There's 10 million people out here, right? Is it the Metroplex? I'm guessing. I'm an idiot. I could Google it. I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically, you got to figure how... I mean, you know, it's a different business, but how many people are autistic? It's 1 in 54 boys now, but it's a very self-selecting group that comes out here. You still got to be talking about 100,000 people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of which, okay, half are men. Okay, so you're still down to 50,000 people that are women that are his age. There's still probably 10,000
Do you think it
people.
Would take off? Because I'm like, parents would be so concerned about sex. Like, do they want their kids to be
happy?
No, but I think it's a valid point. Like, I think yes, because I want my kid to be happy. But some people would be like, I don't want my kid to.
And it gets into eugenics too, I think, right? Do you want, like, if my son had a kid, he couldn't take care of his own kid?
A little bit, but I think it's just also prudent. Like, it's like you don't want, I mean, you don't.
No, I'm being serious. Somebody has to take care of that kid if they have a kid.
Let's get into it. I'm just saying, somebody's got to take care of you. You got to take care of that kid.
Right. Peter has a kid with this other girl, Sarah's sister, or Sarah. They're not
you
taken.
Never know.
Both of them.
Yeah.
It's the night to remember. Remember that night forever.
God, he's the...
goes from up. Zero to two girls.
I look up to him so much.
But he's not taking care of that kid if he's not taking care of himself, really. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where it gets complicated.
No, totally. It's obviously very... That's the biggest problem.
But I think being part of society... I don't know. It's a tough call because I think having that special someone or whatever you want to call it, a companion or... It's like part of what the best parts of being a human being. I really do. Like, what's better than that? A Ferrari? Come on.
No, you're right. You're totally right. And I'm on board with you. I'm just saying, I wonder if it would take off because parents. Well, do they see it like us? Would they allow their kid to do this?
I think they see it like us. Would they allow is a different question. Yeah. I think they know in their heart of hearts that, like, yeah, it could make their kid happy. Yeah, but do they want to? It's more work, obviously.
Yeah.
Will it take off? Will it ever make money? No. Nobody in autism has any money. But would it be popular? Yeah, probably. An autistic Tinder? Yeah, that'd be popular. You could put, like, write his profile. Like, I really like to talk about shopping.
How verbal he is, yeah. All that kind of stuff.
No, but if he wrote it, it'd be great. He'd be like, we talk about my perfect night. We watch Dude, Where's My Car? What would his perfect night be?
Well, I
eat popcorn.
What was
go dancing in a tuxedo.
Peter likes to every night watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, even though he cannot
doesn't win the contest. Okay, doesn't
he just knows that that's what adults do.
Okay,
and he's very proud of being an adult.
Like that makes sense. Yeah.
So he watches Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
He's just faking it until he makes it. Everybody does.
And then he goes to bed at like 8.
Okay.
One time I visited, I was like, well, I should have a sleepover with him. And I had to sleep over, and he made me go to bed at 8.
It's time for bed,
and he
Graham.
Wouldn't let me play on my phone
it's
or anything.
It's time for bed.
I had to.
Turn off your phone, Graham.
And his spare bed. He wouldn't let me sleep on the couch, so I had to sleep in his spare bed, which is beside his bed. And I had to go to bed at 8.
That's a real sleepover. I bet you felt good 6 in the morning. You woke up bright and early.
I'm a comic. I normally go to bed at 2, and I wake up at 10. That's my schedule. I'm not joking. I'm a night person.
To me, man.
I had a nap, dude.
So
but he does not wake up at 6. You think he'd wake up at 6? He wakes up at he sleeps 12 hours every night because his brain's like
conditioned to it. Yeah.
Well, he's running hot all day. His brain is tired. It's just revving up all day. Dude, Where's My Car?
I need my ground time.
Yeah.
Graham, I have a busy day tomorrow. I got to watch Dude, Where's My Car 3 times. Then I got to write a synopsis about it. You know the website I run about it. We run this website. Dude, Where's My Car? The notes behind the scenes. I'm going to write my letter to Ashton Kutcher. It's going to be good.
I don't know. I think that's a very, very interesting topic. We could talk about this forever. And I think I'm glad we talked about it. We were going to talk about control this episode, but we can save control for another episode. I just organically happened this way. But... Yeah, and we also play with the order. Do you want to do the in the news segment? Let's go jump to it. So in the news, everybody. In the news this week.
There was an article in the Daily News. Go ahead.
No, you queue up.
No, I was just gonna say there was an article in the Daily News, a little British publication, not quite the Guardian, but a legit thing.
Is the Daily News like a dumber one?
Well, it's like it's. I think it's, they call it a broadsheet. I think is how they call it, which is like.
Right. I understand.
Yeah, so it's like I'm not that cultured, but I think the Guardian is like the big one over there, like the Times. I think. Again, we could have Googled this, but we didn't. And I think the Daily News is a little bit more like USA Today or something like that.
Sure.
Or it's a newspaper.
It's interesting that over there, broadsheets are for stupid people. And here, the smaller newspapers are for stupid people.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're like, stupid people. Well, I mean it. Shut up.
The Daily Mail.
In Canada, we have the Sun. The Sun is...
Is that as bad as the British Sun, where there's a naked girl on page 3 to get people to buy the newspaper?
On page 3, there is the Sunshine Girl.
Okay, same in the UK.
Yeah.
Must be the same paper.
Might be.
I lived in the UK for a year, so like, the Sun is the newspaper where if you have to print softcore porn to get people to buy the news, maybe they don't want to buy the news. Maybe they just want to buy softcore porn. And it's like in page 3, which is like the first page when you open it up. So it's not on the cover, so like children don't see bosoms. But I always thought that was very funny. Like, is porn hard to find? Like, everybody has a phone.
I think I think if you're, yeah.
Like, you really have a hard time finding porn, you need a newspaper?
I don't know. I mean, I could go into making fun of The Sun and people who read The Sun, and I might lose
quite a bit of my listeners. Sun's great, by the way. I was thinking about that. Maybe they can be our next sponsor.
I mean, I'll tell you this about The Sun. Best sports section.
Is it?
Oh, man.
It's huge, too, isn't it?
It's huge.
Yeah.
It starts halfway through the paper.
And it's very in-depth.
And, it's actually the best. And I would get The Sun for that.
No, I get it. The front will have something about terrorists decapitated somebody, and then it'll be 45 pages of sports. I understand.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a sports guy, so whatever.
Me too. I'm on board.
Yeah. Common ground, everybody. All right.
Keep subscribing. Anyway,
the article says
it talks about if there's a link.
Oh, yeah. If this is a broadsheet, then this is actually pretty awesome that they got this. So maybe I'm the idiot. Well, The Sun might have an article about that.
It'll be right next to the naked woman, yeah. Autism is linked to higher intelligence. Basically, it talks about people with genes related to the condition score better in mental health abilities. And they're not sure if it's causality or if it's actually, if there's an actual link. But it was an interesting article about basically they can test for, there's a certain gene that they can test with. If you have that gene, you're more likely to have the possibility of having autistic.
Which is so terrifying to me. That people will start, like, hypothetically aborting babies or, like, aborting babies, if they're tested for this gene. And then you're losing beautiful, wonderful autistic people that it, like, legitimately enrich all our lives and keep us all more grounded. And also maybe the next Albert Einstein, according to this article.
That's the thing that I think that people forget about. I think
Bill Gates, we talked about this last episode,
yep,
about how some people think, yeah, he's like Asperger's or
something. I think Edison they talk about. There's like a list of like...
It's insane.
Here's the thing, I think. When you try to delete, or whatever you want to call it, any... how do I say this without coming across crass? But you try to delete anybody who's not normal or regular or, broadly speaking, exactly cookie cutter like everybody else, I think you also delete out the creativity. You also delete out
anybody exceptional. I cannot show up on time for anything. I try so hard. I just get lost. I get confused.
We talked about this,
I daydream.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to, like, they would abort me. And then who would make 20 people at a time laugh at comedy clubs?
Don't sell yourself short. 20, 25,
yeah.
28.
Yeah.
Upwards of 30,
my
35.
My goodness.
No, but I do think that, I think it's unusual because I think, here's why I think it's weird. There's certain things you can test for. You can test for a number of things, but as far as I know, there's no way to test for genius. And so if you just eliminate out people, I don't know, I think it's obvious that you're eliminating out people that are exceptional, that are different, that are going to be the next whatever. Everybody who does exceptional things is slightly out of the norm. It's just common sense.
I really, really think that my brother makes everybody that he hangs out with a better person. Like legitimately, and I know that to be true. So he works at this this place called The Works, which is a burger place in
The Works, I get it.
In Ottawa and in Toronto, I believe. It's like a smaller chain. And if you live in those cities, go to The Works. They support people with developmentally delayed people. They hire those people. And anyway, so my brother's been working at this one location in Ottawa for, I don't know, 6-7 years. He goes in early before they open, cleans the place up, move stuff around if they need
preps.
It. And he knows everybody in that place inside out. He has them all playing Batman characters in Batman.
What does that mean? He has a play
like
going
the girl,
his head or what?
No, that the girl is has red hair. So, or like we'll say, like Jenny has red hair, so she becomes Poison Ivy.
Got it.
Right?
Okay.
Or is that Spider-Man? Let me mix them up.
This may surprise you. I don't know a lot about comics.
does not surprise me. You look like a... You look like...
Don Draper with half the success and twice the baggage.
Yeah. You look like Don Draper if you never made it out of the mailroom.
That was much funnier than what I said.
Yeah.
Love it.
Anyway, so
the meanest, funniest thing said today.
He's like, you're Poison Ivy.
Oh, he tells
you're,
it to her face. Okay,
you're Two-Face. You're the Joker. And he has reasons why. And he calls them those names.
Okay.
Can you imagine working in a restaurant and some guy's like, hey, Joker. And you're like, hey. You're like, hey, Two-Face. You'd be like, no, it's just odd. They're like, and they're into it, too. Like, he'll come make me, like, meet them and visit them, like, you know, when I'm in town. And they're like, there's Poison Ivy. And he's like, and they're like, how you doing, Batman? And he's like, good.
Like, oh, he's Batman?
He's Batman. Of course he's Batman. Are you kidding? He knows his place. Come on, man. He's a star. Anyway, it's like you cannot live in a world where that does not go on anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This again, eugenics. Like, you can't. Anyway, and I mean, I get upset with, like, people go, well, this article is about it. You know, it's linked to higher intelligence and whatever. And people are always like, oh, is your brother like Rain Man? Yes, he is, without the...
Clever stuff? That's what I always say.
Yeah, he's like Rain Man, except without the genius part. And they're like, oh. Like, but that's good enough. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I cannot remember Simpsons specific things. And one time I was hanging out with my brother, my buddy was on a road. We were on the road, and we were like trying to remember this one particular episode where this girl. They end the episode with this girl in school hanging on the rings, like the
Olympic rings.
Olympic rings, because there's a teacher strike or whatever. And we're like, what do they call her name? You know,
you remember that?
And we're like, all right, let me call my brother. Call him up. Peter goes, what? You mean the episode where they're on strike? I'm like, yeah. He goes, Mrs. Pommelhorse.
I love it.
It's the best. Anyway, I think this is like a very interesting.
I think what I was going to add is I think eventually you become 1984, where everybody wants to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got to be the same. Mm-hmm. Anybody out of this box, you obviously murder them.
Right.
And you just, it's all,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's just a dangerous, dangerous slope where everyone is in 100 years is going to have, fake lips, fake boobs, same haircut, everything. They're all going to look like Kim Kardashian, you know, they're all going to be stupid. They're all going to be the same.
Well, yeah, because you don't test for intelligence. You test for really unusual things.
Average intelligence. And you need these anomalies to create very special people. You just need them.
To create, yeah.
Yeah. You just need... diverse. You just need it. Society needs it. It's
the world's a richer place for mm-hmm. it, as corny as that sounds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
But that's the dark side of this article. But the bright side is it does show a definite higher intelligence amongst.
Makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Well, no, it makes me feel better. I always wondered if I was like a little bit autistic or something, because I remember when I was a kid. My dad said I would just open and close the screen door.
I think it was OCD.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
I've confirmed OCD.
Yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
Do you have anything else to say?
No, putting together some shows out here in L.A. Surrounding this topic. So, yeah, if you're listening to us in L.A., April 23rd is going to be our first show.
Boom.
Santa Monica Theater.
And this is a stand-up comedy show, and the point is to raise money.
No, we're going to talk about...
Or just that the theme is to talk about.
To destigmatize mental illness, basically. I think it's something that... We're making progress as a society, but I think in general people are hesitant to talk about anything surrounding this. So I'm putting together a little show. It'll be the first of its kind that I know of, and then we'll just... We'll see how it goes. We'll go one step at a time.
And to be clear, when you say like mental illness, you're not saying that autistic people are mentally ill.
No, no, no. Mental illness is a poor word selection. But I think the theme of the show.
But first, let's put this out there. You have personal experiences with family members that have mental illness.
Yes. depression, bipolar,
right?
That stuff.
So, it could be, but also dealing, people who aren't deemed completely normal.
You don't check the box for everything being regular mentally.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be me. Graham's gonna be out of town, but if he cancels, he'll be in it, and it'll be. That'll be the topic du jour.
I'll be on another time.
It'll be the next one.
That's awesome. And where is it going to be?
Santa Monica West Side.
West Side Theater. Comedy Theater in Santa Monica, California.
It's on the promenade.
USA.
Should be nice.
The April 23rd. That's going to be awesome.
We'll send out a link. It's $10 at the door. No drink minimum. It should be fun.
It'll be awesome. Come out, support if you're in the area. As always, thanks so much for listening. This has been Graham K at Graham K Comedy, and that over there is Kirk Smith at Kirk Smith Comedy.
And take a second to like me on Facebook and Graham on Facebook. That's where we plug these shows. That would be great. I appreciate it.
Kirk, don't ever talk when you're not spoken to.